January 27. Good afternoon and welcome to the last edition of Midday Show for this week, where they come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy, 98.1 FM. And you get to also on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl. Me where they bring this edition come to you today, me Nasap to you, Kalon. Information, entertainment for you inside this 1 hour program. The number we for sending text message to na 077-981-981 077-981-981. Now the number we for sending message, but issue the more they discuss. First, make we take the news brief. Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Now na time for news brief with me Sapti Yukalon. The clerk na parliament, Honorable Ibrahim Cisse, don say, according to the constitution and the standing order of parliament, that by December 7 this year, parliament will dissolve after we President Kouma go don give member them na parliament in goodbye speech. So he say after this na by March 2018, the general election will be according to law. The Director General for the National Civil Registration Authority say, but $13 million worth of equipment sem don come for the National Civil Registration process, we go begin jish now. The Open Society Initiative for West Africa, OSIWA, don go give motorbike, computer and other support to Legal Aid Board, we cost but $150,000 as support for make more people get access to justice. And Magistrate Aisatou Selu Toka for the second term don't send one man go na the male correctional center because police allege say a thief people property them will cost over 16 million yons. That's a news brief for you be dey listen to. We come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM with me Saptiu Kalon.
Midday Show and the program we dey listen to and it dey come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Let we take quick music.
The show and it come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM 077-981-981. Now the number that we for send you message and be part of the program with the take of first issue now inside the program. After over 2 years with the constitutional review process, we be getting responsibility for look inside some section them. Now the country 1991 constitution and Chief Peter Toka report, the committee don't finally do the work done and don't hand over the final document to President Kouma. Well, now for know how the process be talek, for the chairman of the 18-man committee, Justice Edmund Cowan explaining experience to Mabel Kaba inside this interview.
A big experience for me, you know, because for my chairs work like that one day, where you are aware, say, now the supreme law, on they try for work on for the whole country, you know, and I feel good again because of the people that we have been work with, you know, for manage motor man, you know, easy, especially in situation like that one, the way you get, now be a mixed bag. You know, you get politicians, you get lawyers, you get civil society, you get other people, then professionals, and then kind of thing. So, you just get for blend well with them. You get for know what you need to do. You get for know how to handle them.
Being a mixed bag, as you don't refer to them, what are some of the lessons them where you learn now the whole process?
Well, one of the things we learn really now, the fact that anything we then give you for do, not for do them with all your heart. You know, and one of the things that again we learn is that it's not easy for deal with people then. You know, and Alan say, when once you dey na the public domain, you na public figure, you for learn for be patient, and you for learn for accept anything we meet you in the process. And but the one consoling factor now the fact that you for always try for maintain your integrity, and the way we well meaning people will not they look at you not for allow yourself for let anything pull you come on another line.
So you been get any challenging moments during the process where be one for shift you from your integrity?
Yes. I mean, incidents then they were...
You want for share them with
me? Well, I mean, incidents then they like this last what they call where we all been not agree on what thing happened there. All of a sudden, accusations begin fly left, right, and center. What that they say? I don't tamper with documents. I don't mean a dictator. I mean a this, you know, all that thing.
So how you be able to manage that?
Well, the only way I be able to manage that for try for show sincerity, and that's within some people they say not to so. Maybe now when we hold the last meeting, then I invite me colleagues. I say, well, now so if now so, una don't say, una appoint one partner, make a chair this particular meeting, because if the accusations then are against you, you can't be judge and jury in your own cause. But president said, I say this man, me from where he started this work, me no ever. See, doctor, and I mean, they talk and who they go around with people, they say, oh, sometimes government want to interfere with you. I say, no, me, I don't know for other person, no, but me. One day, president don't pick up telephone or call me through somebody or this, that, for make me, and himself talk and we not discuss anything about that document because now work he give it. So when he give it the work, he come out inside, he go sit down, he say, we not try it.
So, Justice, during the process, you be the head of the whole committee, you get the member the way they look up to you, and serve the general public. Any decision day where you be make or take, where you regret?
I don't go say decision the way I take, where I regret. Because then decision the way we will take, not to me one taker. Now by consensus, now we all take up. But may not regret the process.
Any fear the way they get, say, something along the line, now when they try to forget the process done for let we get the white paper, we go for go parliament before we talk of referendum. Any fear they say something will happen along the line, like somebody go put something we wanna not put and say it been there, on a get a fear day?
Now that document day?
Yes?
No, I don't get a fear day. Then, you see, it's not easy for change anything at that document day because, as I tell you, the records then they will get tape recordings of the final meetings that we will hold this, that. And then we get the last meeting where we hold, I think it was in around the 18th of November, after them political parties don't raise that protest. We get there. Then they say, we refuse to give them the document, but they not be asking. But when they ask, we give them. They look at them. They sign them finally. Although they make some comments later, where himself will put on it.
So, you know,
put on
it. So, what
I don't get fear at all. my mind quite clear, my conscience quite clear that the mandate of President McGee, all the things that we be asking for, look at, so that anybody or any institution or this, that is just a national document.
Well, that's the voice of Justice Kawa, the chairman for the 1991 Constitution. If they talk about how we experience Bitalek, where they may review the 1991 Constitution, as now, they don't hand over the final Constitution to President Kowuma. Also, Justice Kawa, inside that interview with Mabel Kamba, say, then tell them the in greatest challenge will be our ambog integrity, that way some people will begin question the process. Well, as all this they be, because the CRC don't give President Kowuma this document, maybe Kababi talk to the Attorney General and Minister of Justice, Joseph Ejiral Kamara, we talk about the stage with the document they now.
After the presentation, His Excellency, the very next day, summon an emergency cabinet meeting for lawable seat and form a subcommittee for discuss the Constitution. Now, this subcommittee now go make recommendations to the full body of cabinet. Then we go issue a white paper. The white paper and the acceptance of government on what are the findings and what we believe as a government good for the country. This white paper now in the law officers, that is this Attorney General's office, go put together and we present to Parliament for make law. And Parliament therefore make the law, then you go back to the people of Sierra Leone for their voice in a referendum.
But AJ, this stage where it is so now how long it will get for take? Now the big question where Salon people go ask.
Well, as you can see, after the presentation to His Excellency the President, the next day, the President called an emergency meeting for discuss this issue. So you can see the anxiety on the part of His Excellency the President to ensure that the process moves forward and move forward very fast. And as I tell you, we worked late even yesterday, and as I talk to you right now, myself don't form my own committee in my office when a specialized group for looking into all the issues where there is and the recommendations.
Now, who that's the makeup of the committee where the President don't set up for look into this report?
It composed of cabinet ministers and those with the experience in constitutionalism and those with legal profession, and then everybody can volunteer. It's an open body. It's a cabinet decision, and yes, it's cabinet members. Then technical persons could be invited as and when necessary.
What's in them they watch for?
Well, when they look the whole report, as you can see, the whole report, not to alter it necessarily for the inside constitution, get for daily. Now, the aspirations of the people as a government will get for look which we will afford, what we will put in place, they're waiting the people that will believe say nine they will need as a government. Nine go there inside this white paper. And I believe say we will look at a number of weeks for we'll finish this process. And we believe we may have the opportunity to conclude it before the elections and the people's voice will be heard.
Well, that's not the voice of the Attorney General and Minister of Justice. Joseph Ejiral Kamara be the talk to Mabel Kaba inside that interview day after we the CRC don't give President Kowuma the constitution and maybe they talk the stage with the documents they now. Midday show the program we they listen to and it come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM 077-981-981. Now the number that way for send you message and be part of the program as now with the group and football business. As for some time now, the country in Premier League not the play. Different community football promoter them don't they support community football, but different parts of the country. This according to the football commentator them now the country don't they help forget strength to football na Salon. Abdullah Bla look inside this development inside community football na different part them na the country and go now report.
Well, are the guy going to leave the pitch and stop the celebration?
Football na the local or community level, na one way don't take different level with the turnout of community people for supporting community them, like the current inter-community football championship, where they go on now na the approved school field na the eastern part na Freetown.
Nobody takes it now for Patrick. Patrick clears away. Ball to us, Payu for Kalabatown, Sule Jazzy, or Okocha. Is it Okocha?
For some time now, the country in National League, when a Premier League, not a play, and the reason for this, plenty people believe say that the disagreement really among big people them, na the football business, na the country. But waiting clear na that, where the National League been tapped for play, make plenty player them lost focus on the game.
If you're a community leader, no midday, most of them players, there's some for them be gamblers, complete gamblers, some for them be highly frustrated, some for them be power that team them.
at the Cali Canoe, where plenty people know as Super Dix, when a sports commentator and journalist and the Eastern partner Freetown, believe say community football competition them, where don't they carry on a different community them, don't help for get trained to football in a different part them, na the country.
The game, we definitely don't die. The game was ready to go to hell. It is only the coming of and then stakeholders that are, we call themselves and football organizers them, in different community, Gibi Kofa, Gibi Na Apuskulia, Gibi Atuga, or Gibi Mafa, or Kube. So because of that, we were able to maintain some of the players them, especially between the age of 18 to 35. So we were able to play competitive football. One of the bullet points I want to tell you about community leagues, point number one, it gives hope to Salon football.
And the player themselves, don't they appreciate for take part by them community football competition, yeah, now the country. Kemsin Fofana don't play for different Premier League team them, and self don't travel with the national side, Lyon Star, na different country them. And now, they represent the Lukintown community inside the ongoing inter-community football competition na the approved school field na the eastern partner Freetown. And this is what they even get for say, but community football.
I want to appreciate because community football don't push you to another level because it don't take quite a long time now. The country league not gone. But I want to appreciate the one way they coordinate them leagues there because at least they keep with it. And to this extent, as them also, we give them praise because, you know, by now, if not to be them, I think we want to go no side. But with their own organization, they push me because every day they make with it. So I just want to thank and appreciate to the entire country where they make that fast league where they keep with it.
That's Nakemsin Fofana, one famous footballer in a salon. But waiting the coach themselves think about the development where they happy now inside community football, now different part them at the country.
Me and Mr. Aya Conte are the coach the Lukintown community team. Well, I feel too proud because now this will they tell the stakeholders and at the country for say, this community leagues where they play, let at least let them embark on them, let them put the various teams then at the communities them so that the football will go in at the country.
One for know whose interest community people don't they get for community league them, where don't they carry on a different area them, na the country. Mohamed Kaloko, na public relations officer for the approved school sports promoters association, ASPA, and have been asked them for compare the community people and support to local football and the national level, like the Premier League, the term will be the plane of the country.
Where you compare and contrast, the community now, they get that kind of turnout because people that they come, that they follow, compared to where them Premier League clubs and can play. Because we can see where Premier League games and can play, for example, big teams and they play, you know, yeah, you see the kind of turnout working low. But where community teams and can play, you see people, just take a look today, Calabar Town, the entire people from Calabar Town come looking town, the entire people, and so I believe say community league gets that kind of, you know, momentum presently.
That's now Mohamed Kaloko, PRO for ASPA. But how community people will continue for enjoy local football without any problem or fet, as it only happen plenty time with big community them, don't they meet up for play. This now waiting at the Cali Canoe Super Dix being get for say.
All organizers them for be bias food. Don't forget community where they say this community name for win. Don't forget that particular players them where not them always them for protect. All players should be well protected. That should be the game. And all teams should be well protected. So to me, as organizers, as community players, as supporters, we just give what to call the spirit of fair play. Without win, you win. Football get three things: winning, losing, or getting a draw. These are three things we configure around the game.
Football player and self fans them still not get clear idea as to the exact date where the country in National League go begin for play. For make football business wake up back na the country. But with the community football competition them, we don't take place na different community them. One go say this go help boost the player the morale more so way than the play now for different community them way then come out. For the Society for Radio Democracy, me na Abdullahi Bla the report.
Well, that na report way Abdullahi Bla puts together also a look at community football, and this according to football commentator them na the country, don't they help get trained to football na salon. Midation na the program we listen to and it come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. 077-981-981 na the number that we for send a message and be part of the program. The program they continue as now we look at another issue. As swollen they continue for develop and different area them and different in the way plenty people can do. And every year January
26 different countries around the world can celebrate World Customs Day for continue for raise awareness about custom activity them around the world. And like all time, Salon can join other countries them for celebrate this day through the Customs Service Department and National Revenue Authority. Outside the president for the national, outside the president for the importers union don't say the way how the tariff and exchange rate they go up na Salon, they are bugging people for do business na the country. Theodore Arena beginning a World Customs celebration and gonna report.
Inside November 1975, Salon been joined the World Customs Organization for make the country go meet the international standard for do them work and serve push custom business go before na the country. This make January 29 every year. The Salon Customs Service Department at the National Revenue Authority can join other countries in the world for celebrate World Customs Day. Where the theme for this year World Customs Day na data analysis for effective border management. Where it a talk for sake of the World Customs Day, Lisbal Iro, when are the Assistant Commissioner Central Service Customs Service Department, say, na but 180 countries then are the world, na member na the World Customs Organization.
The celebration started with 17 members in 1953 in the inaugural session of the Customs Corporation Council. And now, as at June 2016, there are 180 members now in WCO. The Secretary General of the WCO declared 2017 to be the year of data analysis for effective border management.
Alhaji Tanu Jalo, when are the president for Importers Union, say, the tariff and exchange rates were not stable in the country. Na big challenge for them for clear them goods them na water key.
The present duty tariff and the unstable exchange rate has created an uncontrolled business climate in this country. Clearing costs have skyrocketed to an unmanaged situation, or a situation that is very difficult to manage. The rise is not only on custom, but also on both pre- and post-clearance institutions. Custom is a key component to our entire growth machinery, and we're looking forward to bringing down the cost of clearance of duty in line with likely to be found in greater nations, and most especially in Dubai.
Where it a talk na the program, the Commissioner General for the National Revenue Authority, Ajakala Kamara, say the theme for this year World Customs Day been bring about the collection of data for the work where the National Revenue Authority Customs Service Department go they do.
The theme for 2016, which brought about a collection of substantial volume of data, both at the NRA and within the country at large. According to the Secretary General, simply collecting data on its own may lead to information overload. As a result, customs administrations must use data effectively to make informed decisions, especially in the wake of sophisticated and evolving challenges.
The Commissioner General, Ajakala Kamara, continues to say, inside 2010, the National Revenue Authority be introduced the Asikuda system na Lunge and Balamuya custom post where na for come out from the manual way where them done they operate to digital system.
We have recently acquired a modern software to aid data analysis, and our staff have been trained on its use. Most specifically, in 2010, we introduced Asikuda Plus Plus, and we are working with the Ministry of Finance to migrate to a web-based solution, Asikuda World, under the PFM ICP program. Asikuda has since been rolled out to two border posts, the Lunge International Airport and Balamuya Customs Border Post. In 2012, our departments were connected via local area network. In the same year, the installation of the virtual private network was done with secure access to our systems for further improvement of connectivity. in 2015 to enhance functionality and accessibility and to provide a more user-friendly experience for our taxpayers.
Mohamed Bangura, now the Minister for Information and Communication, where he dey give the keynote address na the program, he say the government through the ministry don't they do the right thing for CISED and get the facility where go provide the service for improve the information and communication technology na the country.
Besides creating the policies and regulatory environment, government through my ministry has taken concrete steps to provide the necessary modern infrastructural facility to uptake ICT service in the country. Through our participation in the Africa coast to Europe, we have successfully landed the submarine fiber to enhance international connectivity. 2013, we started the commercial use of the ACE submarine cable, which is expected to lead to an increased availability of high-speed internet in the country. We have also, Mr. Chairman, completed the first phase of our in-country fiber terrestrial backhaul distribution network, an e-government infrastructural project, laying about 10,100 kilometers of in-country core fiber backbone network from Freetown to Zimi, the borders of Liberia, and from Freetown to Balamoya custom border with Guinea. Through those projects, most of the major towns and cities now have fiber optic cable terminating or passing through, covering about 70% of the country.
The Minister Mohamed Bangura Kerion say the National Revenue Authority done the work Tranga 1 for CISA the revenue sector na the country improve. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Mina Fiodor Arena.
That my report with the other arena put together for Seka World Custom the way will be inside January this year. Also, people where they do business now the country say the way our dollar enter and dollar exchange rate and tariff they go up, they are bugging them now the country. Mid they show now the program we listen to and the program still continue. But now na time follow we take music break.
Soldiers,
Lila, Sika, Sila, Lila,
we are still calling African soldiers,
Lila, Sika.
for freedom.
Laila Sikasi Laila Bia.
I brought my Conle African soul.
Laila Sikasi Laila Bia.
Amadou Bello African soul.
Laila Sikasi Laila Bia.
Papa Femi Awolowo African soldier.
Laila Sikasi Laila Bia.
Dr. Steve Biko African soldier.
Laila Sikasi Laila Bia.
Yes, Augustino Later African soldier.
Laila Sikasi Laila Bia.
Moussa Kotoure African soldier.
Laila Sikasi Laila Bia.
Sierra African soldier, Opa Kesuan African soldier,
Laila Sikasi Laila Bia,
Laila Sikasi Laila Bia,
Laila Sikasi Laila Bia.
Enjoy that music the way Sonny Okosu do for we inside the program African Soldier. Midday show na the program where you listen to and they come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM 077-981-981 na the number we for send you message and be part of the program, and also you get to live on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl. The program they continue now, they're gonna put you on Center for Coordination of Youth Activities, CCYA, and Search for Common Ground for about 2 years now. Don't they get trained to woman them way po pass mark? Na 3 districts them na the country. Also, woman they can get challenge for access land for do farm work. This make they identify Pujaun, Potoka, and Bombali district. Also, them go get sabi for do business and other team them to over 800 to over 180 po woman them na them community here. What I the Oman Deyana Pojon this kid say from 2015 with CCYA and search for common ground, don't go give them over 43 million loans to do business. This summit make they don't put them picking in school and safe improve on their life. Well, Elizabeth Ali Blanc will be the inside the other worker we then go do and go now report.
Maybe they do things there for yourself. Because that way we sit down now. So if you not get money, wait something can happen to pass you go to us. But the NCCA, where they be done to anyway, they don't give money to we for do business. And that money, they will they leave inside.
They can't help with the woman there. First time we over there, we not be understand, but putting, they can't sensitize we. Let we know rights. Let we go able to get one word with the woman there.
Them voice here, a vulnerable woman, them wait up in a remote community, them inside Pujon district. Where they talk about the over 43 million loans microfinance project and how these projects don't push their life go before. Where the projects are empowering women to identify protection strategies in Sierra Leone's industrializing rural district. These are 2 year projects where they carry on a 3 districts them in the country. Pujon, Potloko and Bombali district. Where the Center for the Coordination of Youth Activities, CCYA, and search for common ground they implement, where about 180 women them in the district here don't they benefit from.
How do you been to stand on my name that? I did Tanina Mali. Me not charity for Muroma Group, CCYA. Every time then they can't learn me for the business. Since where they don't give you this money here, it don't help with too much. It don't make we begin and they go to school fine. We serve they eat fine in our house. We they sell bread, we they sell fish, we they sell soap. They get profit for now with every month done. We they have money. When I 14,000, we can't go to bank.
First time when we visit done for even see bread sell for it, pass we sell na water. But during this process now, we don't get we own bakery now. We they make bread now. Even middle night self, you reaching at this time, you want bread and coffee, you can get them 2 weeks. So this training don't make, we don't sabi how for make bread, so that a lot self you don't give with the, for do that business day. Because with the profit inside.
We don't sabi for put the business first time, we get money, but we not able for do the business, how much do they buy, how much do the profit will they get. The land we see why you don't land we, you do you say with mine now. The land we say, if they give 2 block, for make her, give on girl you. How you do, work inside that 2 block day. And now inside they will work now, okay? Will they sense for that business day? They will land we for save money. Right now they don't list out for we don't open accounts for that. We're free for talk now because they don't land we. We don't start with first day they come, we go be they push up for many of us. But right now, since they don't make now, I just say this now with a haste hand. We come before, we talk, wait till they talk.
I'm a name for matter, so one. CCYA, they tell you now, but thank you. Because some of you have been here, and we first time this for all 500,000 of you. And we first time this for all that time only. We business, we they do it slowly. We they go up, we they go before.
My name is Muna Tukone. I'm Sindio Mali Ade, Pujan District. I'm the secretary for Guatemala Group.
I dey see peace don't Canada. I dey see am for them. That money don't make now. First, you know they sick now. He die. Try they don't they be the apple. Now where we post in sick no more. If we see say no more that post, if they among we will not they left. He don't die. With the work inside, we mend that post. The way he can no more that money they will put for you. You go put on it inside 1 week. Then they don't happen. I am more than 5-10. But try they na corner will be there. But now we don't be get exposed yourself. Not to pambado. But let we develop it too.
I'm not a sower me again. This business, what would they do? I want to improve my money. If they give me small one, now I go able to do business. So I go able to get profits. And I can monitor them back. That's why they don't try for me. CCYA and talking wrong.
As you serve them, you use some panditing them where the woman them don't explain. But how the over 43 million Leon's microfinance project don't develop their life. Then woman Diana Pujon district and Malin chiefdom say, even though they're glad with the kind of development where they happen inside their business where they do, but raise some concern them to CCYA and search for common ground. But the challenge them when they get transportation business, we make them say CCYA and search for common ground for ARPA and couple, so that they go able to forget profits where they go they keep in a bank every month.
Why is it come here for go? You go on at 20,000, come back 20,000 and 40,000.
So now, the major point where we know they get good interest. Because the interest all they left inside transportation. So now the nine are the major problem no more where they find this business. So we want to add this money more. That transportation business now they put to be in.
The transport for the motor car for going and go, Bunda PEDIA. So they beg them, let them help, let them put more money for that money where they don't give you for, let it go before. Would they beg Mr. Goro, then all where they can, would they talk to them, let them help you.
Inside this 2-day refresher training at then 3 districts there, yeah? Where CCYA and search for common ground do. Now for make them know how far the woman they don't go for push them business and self talk to them but law them but woman and reproductive health business. This the executive director for Center for the Coordination of Youth Activity. Golokata start for talk but why then choose them vulnerable woman they are now then 3 districts they are.
We realize say then communities they are, land more been there to the use of women. When a traditional farmer then. So when they come, they don't cannot take big amount of land them. With them woman there, they don't get access to land again. And as a result, then it's much more farm work than they do. They never do again. So they help them one for make them able for come together in which we call women's own empowerment centers, so that they go form association and then self be able for be empowered. In leadership and financial skills for make them able for undertake micro projects and we will help them and their communities. Like how the project say. Expanding the table. Then self go able for understand bakutin them, we will train them with. Then self go able for engage the community leaders, and then go able for engage the institutions that we don't come, where they do business and place them. So that one day, nine, we and Talking Drums, you don't come together for help the woman there. And each of them communities there are 60 women there they deal with. And amongst the 60 women there, we get big women there, young women there. But we also get people that will be going to be affected by Ebola. They don't come together and then they do small business then. So that them business and they will empower them financially. This project is a 2-year project. It starts in 2015, October. And it go down in September 2017. And they don't benefit, the pikin and not begin benefits. In the course of this period, each group get 43,400,000, an equivalent of about $7,000. Over the period of time, and we don't left them, we don't give them the support, and they do their business. This period, yeah, we don't return back. The woman, they're agile, they're active, we see her yesterday. The pikin and come, their benefits, and they said that they will for pay their school fees them. I think Senadan they really now in have been the core of this project.
The executive director for CCYA Golokata say then glide with the kind way how the woman they are so don't they handle them business them. Then get other couple way then go give to the woman they are for address them, concern them. Because it said this support come out from the US Department of State Bureau of Women, Peace and Security. With all them kind development here with Center for the Coordination of Youth Activity, CCYA, and Search for Common Ground. They try for give better life to rural woman them. Way for long term now, don't they get challenge for get land na them community? For the Society for Radio Democracy, Mina Elizabeth Ali Blango, the report.
Well, that my report we Elizabeth put together. USAI, Center for Coordination of Youth Activities and Search for Common Ground, go monitor woman them where them don't they give support to. USAI the woman they are Napojon district say from 2015, where CCYA and Search for Common Ground don't give them over 43 million loans for do business. This will make they not able to put them back in school and self improve on their life. Meditation at the program and the program they continue as we look at another issue now. Over the year, different community and people only get plenty challenge for get access to justice. When the government, through the legal institution, them don't they ask them pattern them for support the country in justice system. Thursday, January 26, the country officer for Open Society Initiative for West Africa, OSIWA, Joe Pemagbi, will go hand over motorbike, computer and other support them to legal aid board, which cost about $150,000 and safe. Other support to 6 organizations and for the next 1 to 2 years, we cost over $700,000. Ready Democracy Mohammed Sharif will be the part of this and now report.
The Open Society Initiative for West Africa, OSIWA, now one advocacy organization. We don't work now this sub-region for over 10 years and can support both government and civil society organization them through grants. And do research for promote accountability and transparency respect for human rights, and promote people and participation in governance process na the country. And one Paden government institution here where Osiwa just don't give support na the legal aid board na Salon. Joe Pemaibi, na the country officer of Open Society Initiative for West Africa, Osiwa, been tell me why the support to legal aid board na Salon.
One, na institutional support, but two, programmatic support for make them able to roll out them programs. So they recruit 35 paralegals. They don't recruit them, they don't train them. And they also provide equipment and some computers and motorbikes that will help the coordinators of the paralegals across the country for promote access to justice at community level.
With the bikes, computer and other material them to legal aid board, the first thing we go come na people mind. Now the cause for all this support, we Osiwa don't give.
Well, legally, but for now, we're talking about over $150,000 initially. Well, this is now an ongoing partnership relationship we'll get with the Legal Aid Board. But in addition to the Legal Aid Board, we also support six other organizations across the country to make them also be part of this legal empowerment project where Global Board be done approved. Worth over $700,000 we'll implement across the country for the next 1 to 2 years.
From Thursday, January 18 to 25, the Legal Aid Board trained about 35 paralegals then inside the one project where Osiwa gives support. Make have been asked Mr. Pemagbi, but waiting Osiwa they look up to.
One, we just want them to go out and deploy the paralegals, make them really work hard and help for promote access to justice. People and they were not able to afford them, people and they were not able to move from the communities, from the localities, for Canary Court. So for we, the idea that for make them go out, we set up a monitoring, we don't get another grant to another project there with both Namati and Justice Sector Coordinating Office for help with the monitoring and evaluation component of this project. Kind of like a separate funding, but a related to this particular project here with Legal Aid Board. So that will help us for track and monitor this initiative here where they implement.
But who that then different paralegal yeah? Get for the work with and the different community them after we Legal Aid Board go don't send them go na the different community them.
Na we get for go pujan for work with the poor, with the marginalized. We go for work with the police for monitor the detention. We also get for go to prisons. We also get for go to court, both magistrate and local court, for see whether they get case, we are not able to talk for themselves. So that also don't see that they take the right away from them. We say we're not able, we even advocate a get for judge for them, so that they go able to get peace, they go able to get access to justice.
Min Alhaji S.Y. Ture, paralegal from Cambia. Now for law, we stand for them so that we educate them on the issues of justice, who they not even understand. We can face it, and can give them most problem. We will cases and can go now the court them.
But how the Legal Aid Board think about all the support we Osiwa don't give them?
Mina Fatmata Claire Kaltinansis, Executive Director, Sialo Legal Aid Board. Well, today we very, very happy, and we thank God, say Osiwa don't able for help with 35 paralegals within nationwide, Bond, Cambia, all the 14 districts. Legal Aid Board will be done scale up now 7 districts last year. This other year again, we go to the other 7 districts. Because they talk about justice, but in they affect one community, it affect the other one. Jails are full, we don't need more people to be added.
But how the Legal Aid Board been actually select them people here for go to the different community them for do legal representation for people.
Then be done, they work for different organization there, now then different districts them. And then well known in them districts them there as human rights advocates.
Now permanent work or not just a contract
well, for
job.
The time being, now 1 year, now we don't take them on board. As a young government, we supposed to get 149 paralegals in all the chiefdoms.
So how many
but
we get now?
At least about 46, because we been get 11, we don't recruit 35. Now we'll see why they pay them for 1 year. We the hope say by that end of that 1 year day, but to come home to the Legal Aid Board.
As them paralegal yeah, they go now na the community them for help increase access to justice. Waiting them paralegal yeah, they expect from the community people them.
May them will understand which will they go tell them ready for work with we so that we will bring peace now community. Which will not need for go na court. May not go na court, go lost money, then become enemies of each other forever. That can deprive our community from growing.
Even though government and then development partner them over the year don't they work hard for increase the access to justice in the country for the ordinary people them we poor, yet still different people them they continue forget challenge, forget access to justice in the country. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Muhammad Sharif, the report.
Well, that na report we Mohammed Sharif put together. Osai, Open Society Initiative for West Africa, Osiwago and Obamotobai Computer in order to support them to legal aid board, we cost but $150,000 and safe, give other support to 6 organizations them for the next 1 to 2 years, we cost over $700,000. Well, Naya, I will draw the cutting down of the program, made the show. Plenty thank you to my producer, Alex Lawrence Koma, and to the production team, and my colleague, they will go out there and bring Camden different report. And also to Otis Parkinson, the man who sit on behind the machine, without help for let this program come out fine. And remember, say this is the last edition of Made the Show for the week, as today, na Friday, January 27. And maybe don't present this program come to you, me na Sabtu Kalon. And also continue for listening to Radio Democracy, the other program, them, where the station, they bring come to owner.